praying about the services today and just thinking about the Lord. I'm telling you what, at times when you think about how good God is and the price that He paid for us that we might be able to be here this morning and have life, it's overwhelming. I mean, it is overwhelming to think of what He done for us, how He suffered and died, that you and I might have life. And it wasn't when we were at our best, but when we was at our worst. The Bible said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died and loved us. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord. Good to have Sister Dana's parents with us here this morning. And just good to have everybody in the house of the Lord. Some more are supposed to be coming to the next service. So let's be praying about that. You know, a lot of folks would have missed out that morning. Amen. Still in the bed. Still doing other things, occupied with this and that. But I'm glad, amen, that I know He lives. I thought about, you know, when you think about these services, you want to try to get something in line with the day. And praying about today, this scripture came to my mind, these two passages of the scripture. I want to start in Psalms chapter number 30. And it might be a little different, but this is what the Lord laid on my heart. Psalms chapter number 30. David writing here, and he says this: I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down in the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned me from my mourning into dancing, and thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Revelations chapter number 22, verse number 1. The Bible says, and he showed me a pure river of water, clear and crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no more night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angel to show unto His servants the things which must shortly be done. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad this morning that He is in control. Verse number 5 said, there shall be no more night there, and there they need no candle, neither light or the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. David said, weeping endureth for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. He also said, Lord, he was giving him praise and thanks because he said, you have turned my mourning into dancing. And my sackcloth, which was a symbol of sorrow, into gladness. Thank God. Would you bow your heads this morning and ask God to help us in this service today? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your goodness and your wonderful works to the children of men. We're thankful for all that you've done. And Lord, we're thankful for this day that you have given us to come and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, as I stand behind your sacred desk this morning, I'd ask that you anoint us, Lord, to preach your gospel, to bring the good news. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning humbly and ask you to move for us in this service. We'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in your wonderful name we pray. Amen. I read this passage of Scripture, and in times past I have read it, and I preached from it. And a lot of different things have been said by commentaries and different ones. Some say that David here is talking prophetically. And I believe that it is that in some sense. But I'm of the opinion, as I read other Psalms and have studied on this one, that David is talking about the time when the Ark of the Covenant has come back. He has taken position on the throne where God has placed him after all those years of hardship, after battle, after battle, after being chased by Saul. Now he that was anointed king has taken the throne. And now I believe when David writes this, and this is just me, you don't have to agree with me, but I believe as David writes this, is after they had brought back that Ark of the Covenant, and David danced before the Lord with all of his mind. And then can you imagine the jubilation? Can you imagine, amen, the great happiness that they had as that Ark of the Covenant began to come back down the streets of Jerusalem and rested at home once again in the city of peace. Some 21 years without the presence of God. Amen. That symbol of the power and the presence of God, the Ark of the Covenant, had been lost. And I thought about their great loss. Man, can you imagine that day as they fought among the Philistines and Eli the priest died and his sons? And what a great blow it was to the children of Israel. But not only that, that thing, they had put their trust in the box, not in the man. Amen. The box, the Ark of the Covenant, had became a symbol and not the power of God that it represented. Amen. It was more ceremony and something that they would bring out when they needed it and forgot about it at other times. Amen. It was a light unto them. Amen. They had lost their life. Amen. In that time of great darkness when men were lovers of pleasure like they are now. Amen. They were given to idolatry. They had turned their backs on God. And they began to defame the house of the Lord. And they began to, amen, to bring great reproach into the priesthood by their acts and by their, amen, different deeds. And there their light had went out. Amen. In the temple. Can you imagine that day as they lost the Ark of the Covenant? It must have been quite like that day as Mary and Martha and the others looked on as the eyes of Christ closed. And the head bowed and he said, "It is finished." And he gave up that ghost. Amen. Can you imagine the sorrow after year they realized, amen, the great tragedy that had taken place. You know, sometimes we don't realize, the old saying is, amen, how much we've lost until it's gone. We don't realize how much things mean to us, how much, amen, they represent in our lives. I was
looking last night at a bookmark in my Bible. Amen. April the 10th will be 10 years ago that my mama passed away. I begin to think, man, you don't realize how much, amen, someone means to you until they're gone. And you don't see them anymore. And year after year, you live life without them. And not only did they have a great loss, but they begin to languish. I looked up that word languish in the dictionary, and it seems the dictionary said that it's as a lover pines for another. Amen. Their heart is saddened. There's great depression in their life because they long to be back with that one they so love. But that don't seem the case altogether in the lives of the children of Israel, because if they really wanted him back, they could have had him back. Amen. If they really wanted that present back in their life, they could have went and got it, and it could have been there with them. Amen. But the language also means to deteriorate. Amen. To slowly die. Amen. To have life lose it slowly out of the body. And that's what was happening to the children of Israel. Amen. They begin to languish away. Can you imagine as the King David sat upon that throne, and he began to look over the kingdom, and no doubt Jerusalem, that holy city, the city of David, was just as beautiful as it had ever been. And no doubt the mountains and the buildings looked the same. But David saw a great tragedy. Amen. David saw something that stirred his heart. And one of the first acts as king, amen, David said, we must get the ark back. If we're going to be a people strong and triumphant, if we're going to have the victory in the city and in our lives, we've got to pay the price and get it back. Amen. No doubt Christ looked at man. Amen. Or God did. And he saw the deterioration of man. He saw them languishing in their sins. He saw the great loss of light in their life. And he sent Christ to bring it back. Amen. He sent Christ to reconcile man with God. Amen. To bridge that gap between earth and eternity. Hey, hallelujah. And that's what Christ did for us. While we languished in our sins, he paid the price. Amen. He went into the enemy's camp and brought back the presence, if you will. Just as David and these men did. They went and got back the ark, and they brought it to the city with rejoicing and with gladness. Yes, we look at the cross this morning, and we think about that emblem of suffering and shame. We think about the great tragedy that happened that day as Christ died and suffered for the sins of mankind. The sky was blackened. The earth did quake. Amen. Tears rolled down the eyes of the believers as the mockers shook their heads. And they said, we'll have no part of this man. They profaned him. Amen. They mocked him. But on that cross, when his head was bowed and it gave up that ghost, victory came to every child of God as the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Made a way that sin, amen, might be atoned for. And the price was paid. It didn't stop there, my friend. But 3 days later, he arose from the dead with healing. I said with healing and victory in his ways.
Amen. You read this psalm. David talks about here. He said, what profit is there in my blood when I go to the pit? Amen. He talks about how that he had endured, how that things got rocky in life. But David also talks about that great joy. Amen. David talks about what he felt. Amen. As God began to help him, he began to realize that great help he had in the Lord. Amen. They lost their life, and they began to languish because of their loss of love. But can I tell you, all that was turned around, and now instead of mourning, there's laughter. And now instead of sorrow, there's gladness. And now
instead of depression, amen, there's victory for them. And David said, amen, I know night comes. Amen, I know that there's going to be some times of trouble. And he said, but, amen, listen to this. Anger, his anger endureth but for a moment. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. You know what David realized? He realized that there was life in the Lord. I'll read verse number 1. The Bible said, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought my soul from the grave. Amen. Thou hast kept me alive, and I should not go down into the pit. Amen. David said, I'm going to extol you. Why? Because you brought me out of that grave, and you have kept me alive. If nothing else, we ought to be able to praise him this morning. Why? Because we have life. We have breath. In him I breathe, in him I live. Amen. What a day. I said, weeping may endure for the night. Amen. But for the child of God, I said, for those that believe, I said, for those that are redeemed, I said, for those that have been blood bought, amen, joy cometh in the morning, that morning of resurrection, amen, that morning of celebration. Why? Because there's life. Amen. We sung that song, I'll have a new body, I'll have a new life, but I ain't got to wait till I get there to live. Amen. For any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And that same quickening spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now available to us, the Gentile, us that were wayward and lost. Amen. I'm happy this morning that I have life in him. Hallelujah. Amen. I have life in him. And I walked out on the porch. It wasn't that dark, but it's still dark. There's still clouds in the sky. Amen. I begin to think about this scripture. Can you imagine? Amen. David looks over the city, and there's still that loom. Amen. There's still gloom in the air, if you will. Amen. Why? Because everything ain't right. Everything ain't in place like it's supposed to be. And David realizes that. Amen. In all his shortcomings. The Bible said that David was a man after God's own heart. Amen. I believe that David sought for the will of God. Amen. I believe that David longed to do what God wanted him to do. Amen. He sought after the heart of God. And David knew he had to get it back. And that day as the procession came, they were making sacrifice. Amen. They were making great a celebration because the Ark of the Covenant was coming back. I believe I read after Ironside that said they carried David, amen, in his great chair. And those men, as they followed behind, they set David down. And the men around him, David would sit on his throne and he would watch him as they sacrificed. Amen. As they made their homage to the Lord. But something happened. There was David in his royal robe, in his kingly attire. And as they begin to do that, David begin to realize, what's this? The clouds are rolling back. Amen. What's this? The sun's shining again. Amen. Things don't look so dark anymore. Amen. They don't look so dreary. And David begin to disrobe himself. And there in front of all the nation, he didn't care what they thought. His wife said, David, how could you? He said, I'll do it again, and I'll do it with more might than I ever done it. And the Bible said that he danced before the Lord. Amen. How could David lose himself like that? Amen. David realized that he was alive. I just started living. I got got me a brand new life. Amen. Because he rose, a stone was rolled away, and Christ, amen, gained the victory. And not only that, he lifted me up. His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. David said, I was in that horrible pit, in the miry clay. Amen. He had just brought me out, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings.
Amen. Imagine old David got thinking about that rock. They got this thing at work. It's about the biggest piece of junk I know of. All I can say. It's a positive ion rock. If you ain't you got one, I'm sorry. Maybe you can inform me on it later. But you turn it on, it looks like a big old salt rock. That's what it is. It's some kind of salt. It lights up, and it puts positive ions into the air. It's supposed to make you breathe better. Air cleaner. They'll walk by it and go, you smell that? I don't smell nothing. Over here, the air just seems so much cleaner. Like the air don't seem no cleaner over here than it does over there. It smells just the same over in that musky corner as it does right here in this musky corner. I said, it's all talking about how it made the air cleaner. I said, I'll tell you what makes the air cleaner. And then somebody get up under that counter and get all those dust bunnies out. And that's what'll make the air a whole lot cleaner around here. But how they just going on about it? Well, it's my job to turn it on in the morning. I don't ever turn it on. It don't make no sense to me. Why am I going to turn it on? It don't work. All it does put off a little, like having a nightlight in the pharmacy. That don't make. And I always forget. And they was making fun of me the other day. And Pam, a girl, her dad is an Assembly of God preacher. She said, how can you be a preacher and preach on the rock when you don't never turn the rock on? And I didn't hesitate. I said, you don't know why? I said, I ain't got to turn my rock on. Hallelujah. He don't need my help. Hallelujah. I ain't got to plug him up some receptacle. He began to stand back. Man, I was feeling it too. I said, I ain't got to plug him up to a receptacle and hope some light functions and he puts off positive ions. Amen. Because my rock don't ever move. He's the light of the world. And he said, I am the light. Amen. I am the light. I am the light. I am the truth. I am the way. Amen. Can I tell you when David began to think about how it brought me out of darkness, how it brought me out of that miry clay, how it lifted me up, no doubt. Amen. There's something got in his step. Amen. Something got in his heart. And David began to rejoice. And the Bible said he danced. Why? Because there was liberty. I notice what the Bible said. Oh Lord God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. Amen. That means the cure. That ailment that I had, that had me bound. I just couldn't seem to get over. David said, I got liberty from it. How? Because the Lord hath healed me. Amen. Why did he lift me? Why did he give me life? Why did he give me liberty? I tell you why. Because he loved me and he loves you. Amen. It can't help. I said, we can't help if you really know the joy of being a born again child of God. About getting excited about what happened that day. I'm telling you, think about it. You know, we think about Mary and Martha as they went back to the disciples. We just think they, what are we going to tell them? And they ran back. They were excited. Can you imagine skipping or stamping? Can you imagine the excitement in the heart? Or what David must have felt that day? God says, listen, that ain't all to it. No, I'm not going to give you life here. No, I'm not going to give you liberty here. By my love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only am I going to lift you up out of the mire of sin, he said, there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day when I'm going to call you home. He said, I'm going to call you home. He said, in that city. In that city. I mean, can I read it to you one more time? Amen. And he showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear and crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of Eden, on either side of the river, saw there the tree of life, which bare the 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. Amen. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face and his name. And there, amen, it be in their foreheads. And there shall be no what? No night there. And they need no candle, neither light or the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forevermore. And don't you say this with me there right now. And there shall be no what? Amen, there shall be no night. And I said, there shall be no what? There shall be no night. Amen, there's not going to be a hint of darkness. Amen. There won't be a cloud to roll in. Amen. There won't be ever a time that it dims. He don't need a candle or a light, for he is the light of that city. And that same light shined in darkness and revealed himself to men. Amen. What Hank Williams must have felt when he wrote that song. I saw the light. No more in darkness. No more in night. And now I'm so happy. No sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Amen. I wish this morning that we could realize as the sun shines through these windows, amen, as it begins to get brighter in here. Did you notice how dark it was when we walked in? Did you notice how dark it seemed and gloomy when you walked in the church this morning? But as the rays of the sun begin to come in, amen, life begins to seem more meaningful, and the day a whole lot brighter. I'm telling you this morning, amen, that weeping may endure for the night, but there's joy in the morning, and the morning has come. I said the morning has come through Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are living in the hour. A lot of things are going on. We don't approve of, or do all we can to show a light and change what we can while we can. Don't let that get you down. While everything seems going wrong, we have life and liberty. And liberty. Stand to your feet with us this morning. Marshall, when you come back, we're going to sing that song before we dismiss. Because he lives. As we sing it, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to think about why. Amen. Life's so different. Why things have changed. Amen. Think about that as we sing. Because he lives.
Thank you. Yes, we will.
Time you go out and it's dark and life it seems real dreary, and even if the sun's not shining in the sky, remember the sun has risen. The S-O-N has risen. And because of that, no matter what the day brings, you can make it. And because of that, no matter what sorrow, no matter what pain comes your way, it's going to get better. I mean, if we would, let's come in and have a good season of prayer this morning before we close service. And let's be thankful for what God's done for us this Easter morning.